Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Selling a little or a lot? Do your thing however you cha-ching with Shopify, the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/offer23.
A Big Spark Studios original.
In 3, 2, 1. Right now, anyway, I don't think we have the copyright for that. Hey, everybody, what's up? And welcome back to Unhinged with Chris Clemens. I am fresh off of a flight. Literally, I landed 12 hours ago. Now, before we get into the episode, be sure to subscribe to Unhinged with Chris Clemens wherever you get your podcasts. And if you like video episodes, we upload those to my YouTube channel, youtube.com/Chris. And be sure, as always, to rate and review and give us 5 stars. It helps us out a ton, more than I even can explain, because my IQ is dropping by the day. Now, I just went to my brother's bachelor party. It was my first ever bachelor party. I was supposed to go to my best friend's last summer, but then I got COVID and almost missed the whole wedding. Wow, that is crazy. That was like, oh, wait, maybe that was almost 2 years ago. Wow, time is a crazy thing. Yeah, like I said, I just landed 12 hours ago before recording this, and I feel like it was a fever dream, to put it just plainly. Now, because I am talking about my brother's bachelor party, I do want to make this charitable shout out for this episode. The U.S. Soccer Foundation.org. My older brother is an avid soccer fan, soccer player, and loves it. And I figured, because it's his bachelor party episode, I figured I would make this the cause. The mission of the U.S. Soccer Foundation is to provide underserved communities access to innovative play spaces and evidence-based soccer programs that instill hope, foster well-being, and help youth achieve their fullest potential. I just think it's a really wonderful thing, and to be able to dedicate that to my older brother, I think, is cute. So go check it out. The link will be down below if you want to donate or learn more. And yeah, we're just getting into some bachelor party madness, which is like honestly funny because it was like the most low-key weekend ever. Have you guys done bachelor parties?
Yes.
Oh my God, this episode is like a bachelor party. I just realized.
Yeah.
Sam is out dealing with personal stuff, so it's just the boys today. We've got some brews for the boys. And by brew, I mean coffee, or I guess in Jake's case, soda, because he's a Mormon, question mark.
Well, we don't know what's in that cup for sure.
That's super true. And Jake, once again, you are muted, so I guess we'll never know what you just said. Have you guys done bachelor parties?
Well, first of all, it's hibiscus tea. So there we go. Jamaica. Shout out to Jamaica drinkers all around the world.
All right. Now you're changing up your story. Which is it?
It's Jamaica. It's
hibiscus. It's Jamaica.
It's the same. The hibiscus. Jamaica is hibiscus in Spanish.
It's a cherry icy.
Honestly, don't even play a cherry icy. Sounds so bomb. Anyways, back to the question at hand. Have you guys been done bachelor parties?
No, not yet.
Oh my God, Justin, you haven't?
No, not yet.
Oh my God, you seem like you'd be like king of bachelor parties.
Agreed.
Only two of my friends have gotten married and neither of them have bachelor parties. Boo.
Oh, I thought you were going to be like, and neither of them invited me. And I was like, ooh. I was like, ooh. I will say, I think bachelor parties are kind of like silly. Like, it's like, what are we doing here? You know, like, I drank, I think, for, I was trying to do 4 times 24, but I really don't have the brain capacity at this point after this weekend. I drank for like 4 solid straight days, and I have never felt so horrible in my life.
96 hours.
Okay, mathematician Albert Einstein is in the boys' club. Jake, what was your craziest bachelor party story? Did you have a bachelor party?
No, you know, I did not. But I've been to bachelor parties that were in Vegas.
Sick.
Oh, God.
The ideal one.
I think what happens is everyone has an expectation because we've seen so many movies, right? And so if they don't live, and you know, even bridesmaids, right? Because bachelorette parties can go pretty wild too. So I have.
Well, yeah, I feel like that's like who the main party is for, is like the. I just feel like weddings are so. Well, like hetero weddings are so like female focused that. Yeah, I feel like the expectation for bachelorette parties is like even crazier. Like my brother's fiance has like 16 girls or something. And I'm like, I don't even think I know 16 people I'd want to like hang out with, let alone that I could just call. So yeah, I mean, my older brother like didn't even want to have one. And he was like, his fiance was like, Mike, you're having one. And I was like, yeah, Mike, you're having one. And so we went to Lake Tahoe in California, and it was my first time ever in Lake Tahoe. And wow, is it just like a glamorous Big Bear?
It's stunning.
It is like bougie Big Bear.
It is bougie Big Bear, and it's so wild. So we had like 6:45 a.m. flights out of Philly on Thursday. So I picked up my little brother at like 11 p.m. on Wednesday night, and we drove to my brother's house and we slept. And both of my brothers, I did not realize. Okay, so my older brother and little brother are the same, and I'm like the black sheep of the family. And so I didn't realize until this trip that they're the type of people who get to the airport 2 hours before their flight boards. And I am very much, oh, I miss the boarding window, and then I cry, and then I still get on the plane. Like, just two very different approaches to flying. And I knew that we had a 6:45 flight because I
booked it.
Yeah, I booked them. And so, like, I guess I forgot, and then I re-remembered. And so I was like, guys, look, my brother lives, like, 25 minutes away from the airport. So I was like, okay, that's sick. We can leave at like 5:25, be chilling. Like, there's nothing even open at the f***ing airport that early. Oh, I hate the airport. And so they're like, I get to my older brother's house and he's like, all right, like, we'll leave at like 4:15. I was like, what? What? I said, guys, 4:45 at the earliest. And they were like, 4:30. And I was like, okay, fine. And like, with coffee, sure. That. And then he's like, oh, if we're getting coffee, we're leaving at 4. Like, it doesn't take 30 minutes to get coffee. That's on the way. I was so annoyed. Oh my God. I just am not a morning person. And also, I went to bed at like 1 at his house. So it was really a pretty brutal time. But the airport was nice and empty. And I also didn't realize that my siblings don't have TSA pre-check. So I had to go through normal security because I'm a humble king. No, my older brother's expired, which I was shocking because he's always the one like, get this credit card and you get global entry and TSA pre and da, da, da. So I was honestly shocked. But I was excited because for this, I got all of us first class because I was like, it's his bachelor party. Like, we got it. I know, Jake, so get more brand deals, please. So I was like, it's his bachelor party. Like, we only are doing this once, hopefully. Like, you know, on the next one, y'all can fly economy and I'll fly first. But this one, I was like, we have to. Like, we have to drink on the plane. Like, it's just non-negotiable. My older brother was, in fact, livid. And I was like, just shut up and appreciate this, please. Because he's like very much like, oh, don't spend your money. Like, he and I are, you would literally never assume we're related. And so we had a layover in Phoenix. And bro, the Phoenix airport is so depressing. Oh my God. That little airport. Wow. Wow. And also, when you leave that early, you have absolutely no concept of time. So like, we landed at Phoenix at like 8 and it already felt like 4 p.m. And I'm like, all right, so I'm ready for lunch. And it was like just all breakfast open. And I was like, totally, totally, totally. But it was great because I got to edit on the plane. And yeah, so then we get to Reno and I rented a car. Guys, it was my first time ever renting a car. How exciting is that? Like, big boy tings.
how is that the first time you've rented a car on any of these trips?
Because every other trip I've just driven mine across the country.
Fair point.
So, oh, wow. Okay, got it. End of, no more further questions.
What kind of car did you rent?
Oh, just wait for it. So I don't know why I was under the impression that we would have a lot of suitcases. But then once again, my brothers and I are just so different. I had a checked bag and two carry-ons. My older brother packed one carry-on. And my little brother packed a duffel bag as a carry-on and a small backpack. And I was like, no, right. For sure. Me too, guys. Me too. So I rented a bigger car. Just not like a sedan. That's like, I was like, okay, midsize, whatever. Also, I've never been to Reno. What an even sadder airport.
Yeah.
Respectfully. Like, X's and O's, but wow, what a sad airport. So, I get the car, and they're like, okay, you have a Jeep, a Jeep, what is it, Wagoneer or something? You just go out to the garage and get it. And then I go out to the thing and they hand me the keys and they're like, all right, it's in like spot 20. I go over and guys, I swear to God, it's the biggest f-ing car I've ever seen in my life. Guys, I thought it was like going to be a cute little Jeep. Like I had a little Jeep, you know, I thought I was just going to be whipping the little Jeep. Guys, I mean, this was like the Jeep brand version of a Suburban. I mean, I was like fully a Republican soccer mom. It was absolutely ridiculous. Like the car was so built that you could like, you could like put it into monster truck mode. Like you could raise I don't even get it. Like the axles, the bolts or whatever, like the truck itself, you could raise off the ground even further or lower to the ground. It was
hydraulics.
Sure, let's go with that word. I love it.
We should have gotten you like a little chauffeur hat or something like that.
That's f***ed up, Jake. I don't know why we, I mean, come on, I already had to drive. Oh my God. And then another thing I learned about my older brother, Mike, I love you dearly. Again, not that you're listening, but oh my God, Mike, I know how to drive a car. My older brother's like, all right, brake. All right, there's a stop sign. I'm like, bro, what the f***? I've driven a car before. Hard to believe, but damn. And so then we just like went to Walmart, ran errands, and then it was like an hour drive to Tahoe from the Reno airport, and it was f***ing stunning. I mean, I felt like I was on an Apple wallpaper, which is like the worst thing to relate actual gorgeous nature to. But I just was, oh my God, like the rapids. I felt like I was in like Oregon Trail. Like it felt like there was like gold mining happening or I don't know. I felt my roots, y'all. I was really feeling my oats, my boots. I will say, though, they don't have a single line on those roads driving from Reno to Tahoe. Like, not like there's no road showing, there's no line showing where like the middle of the road is, where you're late. It's like a two lanes each way no lines, like no like bump guard, no guard, like it was. And I am driving a U.S. military tank. I mean, I was like, holy shit, wow, we're really gonna party till we die, huh? Because we're just gonna die on the way. So my brother wanted a really low-key bachelor weekend. He was like not one of those people that's like, he was like, no strippers. Okay. I do not want strippers.
Boo.
And so like he made sure I know. I was like, come on, some of us are I mean, all of his other friends are literally married and have either one kid or another on the way. So I was like, come on. I mean, what about the people who plan this? Can't they get some strippers?
They're like, please, 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 please.
Literally. And so his friends were joking about it in the group chat. And he's like, are they actually getting strippers? And I was like, I don't think so. I don't know anything. If I knew, I would tell you. Slash, I wouldn't have. But so we get there. And so he wanted it to be a low-key weekend. So we got this Airbnb, and on the Airbnb listing, they have this like, they have a hot tub. The house is so beautifully lit, and there's just so much natural light, and there's this gorgeous green yard that's sprawling. I pack some yard games in my checked bag. We buy Can Jam, which, by the way, oh my God, what a fun game. Do you know what it is? It's like little tubes that have a slit, and you have to throw the frisbee. You can look up the rest, but like that's just kind of, it's like beer pong, but with frisbee.
Like disc golf?
Yeah, like yard game meets disc golf meets a cup full of alcohol. So we are driving to Tahoe and we're like, okay, we're just going to like play yard games, chill, drink, go to the lake, like go to a bar in town. We stayed in Tahoe City. And I just remember the greenest lawn I have ever seen in this Airbnb pictures. I'm like, oh my God. I mean, like, I'm going to sleep out here. This is going to be stunning. We're driving through and we see that we got a flood watch on our weather app. And we're like, that's so strange. It's literally just sunny the whole weekend. It's because that there was so much snow and it was all melting that there was a flood watch. There was no backyard. I've never seen mounds of snow this tall in my life. Literally in my life. It was taller than our tank that we rented. It was taller than like these snow banks were. It was just like walking through like an Arctic
tundra.
Yeah. Like it was just so the whole backyard, we like barely had the deck and barely had the hot tub. Everything else was just a mountain. So I was like, oh, okay, got it. So when yard games are out of the question, okay, I have nothing else planned. And that was like another thing is just like the planning of it. Why does it come down to the best men or best man? Like, shout out to my little brother, because truly this trip would not have happened without him. He carried 95% of this trip, I want to say. Like, he really did that. So while we were waiting to get into the Airbnb, I forgot about this. We like had to kill time because the check-in was at 4. So we're walking around the lake and I'm like, okay, I see all the snow and I'm like, maybe yard games might be tough. I'm going to ask, maybe we can rent a boat. Nope, we can't rent boats because boats, if they're in the water at this time, the engines will freeze. So that was out of the question. I asked about kayaking. That was out of the question. I had just asked about a lot of things, which were all out of the f***ing question. So I was like, well, I have failed. And as like my people pleasing thing, oh my God, I just like spiraled so hard. I was like, my brother hates this. He's like, hates us. And like the Airbnb just, every real estate photo should be taken with an iPhone and unedited. Like, I don't care. It was not that well lit, bitch. Like, oh my God. Oh my God. And then there was like a weird smell in the kitchen and like a crazy like Jurassic ant infestation. Like the ants were the largest ants I've ever seen in my life. Like honestly, like the width of a dime, maybe even bigger. Oh my God. They were so large.
Everything's bigger in Tahoe, baby.
I guess. Oh my God. So we just like honestly had like a really chill weekend. I'm trying to think if there was like anything really. We did go out for barbecue one night at this place called Moe's, and oh my God, it was so f-ing good. Oh! But then we got into an argument because it is a group of men about sports. And my little brother is arguing that there's this baseball player who's the greatest athlete. And then like all of my brother's friends are like, bro, you're on crack. Like baseball is, and I'm like, baseball's not a real sport. You just stand around. You don't need skill. Like talk to tennis, talk to like gymnastics, talk to soccer and basketball. Like that's sports. Baseball, you just stand around and.
Was the guy Sho Ohtani? Is that who he was talking
about? No, it was Mike Trout or something. I don't know. If I hear that guy's name one more f***ing time, I'm going to actually go postal.
He's a great power hitter, but he's very injury.
I don't give a f***. I don't care about Mike Trout. Sorry, Mike, if you're listening. But oh my God. So we are screaming in this barbecue restaurant. Like literally, it's a group of like 8 men. And my little brother who talks just at a screaming level as his indoor voice. He is like going to bat, no pun intended, for Mike Trout. And I just thought I was going to, I was like, we'll take the check. I literally need to get the fuck out of here. Oh my God, it was so mortifying. But
if you want some fodder to go back on that thread, Mike Trout's teammate is a Japanese baseball player called Sho Ohtani. And he's a massive home run hitter and a pitcher. So if you want to talk about athlete, he can do it on both sides, offense and defense.
So, no, I'm probably not going to revive this conversation on account that I will jump in the road.
And Mike Trout would say that he's better than he is, probably. I think Mike Trout would.
I don't. I was like, bro, Mike Trout versus Serena Williams. Bye.
Serena wins.
Bitch, bye. You want to talk about an athlete? Let's talk Serena, bitch. Like, oh, my God. Don't even. Ugh, God.
That would have been. Well, you know, I wish we had recorded that for a podcast. That would have been a great podcast episode.
No, I mean, it really wouldn't.
Just talking sports.
Yeah, that would hit with my audience real well. All you sports lovers out there weigh in. Like, it's a bunch of like, what are we doing here? So that really stuck out in my mind. Yeah, I mean, I just literally. I also thought there would be dispensaries in Tahoe. There is not one. There is not one. They were all in Reno. And I was like, oh, I won't stop at the Reno. Like when we were like initially got in, I was like, no, I'll just wait till we're in Tahoe. Well, that was a big mistake because there was none. But I, of course, brought my own. And then, honestly, it was pretty uneventful the rest of the trip until it was time to travel home, aka yesterday for me. We are on the airplane. So the weather on the East Coast has been just really, 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 really rainy. So we got like a travel advisory. Our flight was at 12:45 or something out of Reno. And so we like leave the house. We like drive my tank back to the military base and we're in the airport. And we get on our flight to Phoenix because there's a layover again. And we have a pretty long layover in Phoenix. And as we're about to take off, our layover got even longer because our flight got delayed 30 minutes. And so I was like, oh, I hate the Phoenix airport. I mean, the Phoenix airport really is like a special ring of hell. There's like no good food options. Like, oh, God, I hate it. It's so depressing.
Did you guys gamble in Tahoe at all or no?
Oh, my God. How did I forget? I left Tahoe, Reno Airport, winning big, bitch. Oh my God. So I wanted to gamble in Reno, but then we were all like, like, I don't know if the casinos are like the vibe, but the airport has slot machines in it. And oh my God, if you know anything about me, I am a slot slut. Oh my God, I love it. So I pulled out $200 and I was like, so we dropped our friend off at the airport who had an 11 a.m. flight. So we got to the airport pretty early. Which I was so fine with this time because there are slot machines. I'm like, oh, there's adult video games lit. So I pull out $200 and I'm like, let's just have fun. Like, you know? So I'm just sitting there gambling, just like pressing buttons, just throwing money away. And I run out of $200. I'm getting up. I'm switching to like a bunch of machines. Every time I'd win big on a machine, like win big, it was like $10. I would like go to a different one. And so then I'm like, oh, I'm out of all of my money. okay, I'll take out $160 more dollars. And then that is my cap. So I'm down 200. I pull out 160. I put 20 into this one machine and I'm clicking and clacking and clicking and clacking. All of the sudden something happens and I'm like, there's a lot of numbers on the screen and I know all of those are translating to money, honey. I won $460.
Ooh.
Solid.
On one slot.
Chill.
So I had what? Recouped the money, bitch. Oh my God. I was like, fuck half. Like, oh my God. If there were slots in every airport, I would like love traveling. And I'm now realizing that I am like one sentence away from an intervention being staged in my home for me. But oh my God, I just love it.
There should be slots in every store. Bed Bath Beyond. Slots.
in my house. In my whole basement should just be slots. The Clemens Casino.
You would save so much cash on trips too, because you would be like, how many layovers can I do? I don't want a nonstop. Yeah. I want to just do like 7 layovers. Totally fine.
I'm like, hey, I'm coming to visit via airplane. I'll be there in 4 days. oh my God. Yeah, I totally forgot that I won like $460. So I guess if I spent $220, I got like $240. That's not bad.
This episode is brought to you by the Weather Channel app. Did you know the app can help you forecast more than just the weather? With allergy tracking and flu risk mapping. So you know when to stay inside and load up on podcast. As well as air quality and UV indexing. So you know when to get outside, load up on sunscreen and podcast. Forecast more of what you love with the Weather Channel app.
Tis the season to shine with H&M. Discover the holiday collection and find fashionable pieces for your wardrobe or for under the tree. Get inspired and dazzle with this year's glam. From tuxedo styles, bow detailed pieces, impressive prints, and more. From unforgettable looks to unforgettable gifts. With fashion finds to home decor, find it all at H&M. Treat your loved ones and yourself this season. Shop in-store or at hm.com.
I'm pretty stoked about that. Jake, you are once again muted. So thank you and good night.
That's a great return.
Yeah, it's a pretty good return. Talk about a return flight.
No, Jake wanted to talk more about baseball.
No, no. Oh my God. Justin, are you one of my long lost siblings? My older brother does this shit with my little brother all the time. He's like, for example, if we're talking about Mike Trout, my older brother will just be like at dinner and be like, sorry, but like, do y'all think Mike Trout is the best athlete? Just to wind my little brother up. Like, why are you doing the same thing, Justin? This is so scary. Herpes kitty.
Hi everybody.
Hello, kitty.
Hi. Oh, that's a cute kitty, which you can see if you watch the YouTube video version of the episode.
It's definitely worth it.
Yes. We're both little stinkers, your brother and I.
Which brother? You'll have to be more specific.
Whichever one you said I was like.
So, Chris, if we were your brothers, how do Justin and I compare to your brothers? If we were Clemens's, yeah. if we were on this bachelor party, how would that have worked out?
I would be like, why are you guys here? You don't know my older brother.
I would be the stripper.
And I would have just gone to the Reno airport 2 days early.
I would have been making ice sculptures because you described all this stuff around the house. I would have been out there like chainsawing some ice sculptures.
All right. And that's maybe why you weren't invited to the bachelor party. So we'll think about that one.
Did this bachelor party make you think more deeply about like what kind of bachelor party you would want to have?
Yeah, I definitely want to like go to a beach and like just have like a resort vibe and like. Yeah, I mean, I thought about that a lot. Like, will I ever get married? Probably not, just because, there is literally not one person in the line for being a suitor. So I'm thinking about having like a bachelor themed birthday maybe in the future. But yeah, I'd want to do either like a trashy Vegas, like just like that does sound really fun just to be like hammered in Vegas where everybody else is like also just fucking gone. But also I would love to do like a tropical, but then that's so annoying to make people like spend so much money. I don't know what I would do for my bachelor party. I need to figure out how to stop being a bachelor first.
maybe Justin and I will plan it. Justin, you want to plan Chris's bachelor party?
No, I'm okay based off of the ice sculptures. Thank you, though. I will. I got it. the trip, however, we're almost done because we're like at the part of the trip that was like probably the most chaotic. So we're at the Phoenix airport for our constantly growing layover. So it gets delayed till 5 p.m. We landed at like 2. And so then it's time for boarding and they're like, well, we're actually waiting for the airplane. And I'm like, oh God, that's scary. So the flight keeps getting pushed. We finally get on the flight and I'm like, and the original time was 4:30 for the flight. And that was getting us in at like midnight. Every time it kept getting pushed back, I was like, oh my God, I'm going to be getting home. Because once we got to the airport, I had to drop my older brother at home, drop my little brother at home, and then come home. So we're on the flight. And on the way home, we were like, guys, we cannot drink the way we did on the way here. Like, we are dying. We are in dire need of assistance. However, not as in dire need of assistance as somebody else, because, oh my God, our last flight, maybe 2 hours into it, 2.5 hours into the flight, I'm editing a video and I hear on the intercom, there's a code red 13R. And that's never a great thing to hear when you're on an airplane. And especially as the dessert cart is 2 rows in front of you and they have to stop the service. I was like, can I get that little dulce de leche ice cream, please? I was terrified because what the fuck does code red 13R mean? So I'm on my computer. I buy Wi-Fi because I'm a business bitch. And no, I just needed to get like pictures of the Kardashians' grandma for a video. Don't ask. So I'm like Googling, I'm like code red 13R airplane. And it comes up, worst thing to do. It's like code red. It's like they go through all the colors and it's like code red means fire, smoke. And I'm like, I can't die like this. My lips are so chapped. My skin is so dry. My nose is bleeding from how dry it was. I can't die like this. And then I realized it was just like a medical emergency. So it was all fine. But what the fuck? Code red 13R for someone with like low blood pressure or something? What the f? That was so inappropriate. Like and to see like all the flight attendants like run it, like they, oh my God, it was so frightening. I was like,
if they're going to say that over the loudspeaker, they should be like, code red 13R, but no worries, like, or something.
Yeah, like, the plane isn't going down, just someone on the plane might be, like, oh my God, it was, so yeah, and then we land at 1 in the morning, and I'm like, oh, wow, and now we're here. I went to bed at, like, 5, oh my God, yeah, I literally, like, wasn't even, I was, like, waiting for my bag 12 hours ago. That's so bleak.
So did your brother have a good time?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I asked him and like when we got there and we saw like the house and everything, I was like, oh, I literally was like, I'll find a new Airbnb if this one sucks. Like that's the kind of person I am where I will like I want things to be beyond perfect for people. And so my little brother and I were definitely like shitting bricks a little because I mean, neither of us had ever planned a bachelor party. And just the Airbnb felt like such a catfish. I mean, it wasn't, but like it was. And so I think he did, but I don't know. He could show more emotion, just I would say, on a day-to-day life. And Mike, I'd say that to your face. And I'm pretty sure I have. But I think he enjoyed it. He really just like seemed like he wanted a low-key weekend. There was a part of the weekend where we went to one of the beaches. Well, they did, because I drank too much champagne and then I was in the sun and then I laid down and then I missed the whole lakeside, beachside yard games. Oh, so sad about that because it looked beautiful. But I was asleep in this catfish of an Airbnb.
You needed to recharge.
Yeah, my batteries just needed a recharge.
I'm sticking up for you.
No, thank you. The fact that I've been talking for 32 minutes is a miracle. I mean, I feel so discombobulated with just about everything going on right now. And it's like the Met Gala today, which means I've got to like film an outfit. I don't know. I'm just like, where am I? My house is just an absolute shithole because I've just been traveling nonstop. And ugh. Anyways, that was just the mini rant.
Well, how about we let some other people talk?
I would love that. That was a beautiful way to segue. Now, if you guys are new, one thing I'd love to do is hear from y'all when you call in to 310-844-6459. I posted on my Instagram asking you guys to call in about any wild or crazy bachelor or bachelorette stories, any questions or debates you need solved. I got you. Justin and Sam collected them. And now they're going to play them. So yeah, if you want to call in the future, be sure to call into 310-844-6459. And let's get into it, bitch.
Hey, Chris. This is Veronica from Philly.
Hey, Veronica from Philly.
Last year, one of my girlfriends got married. And we went to her bachelorette party in Atlantic City. And we were staying at this beautiful Airbnb. But on the second night, we had some issues in the bathroom. And one of the girls flushed the toilet and the entire thing sprayed out, like in a fucking movie. And it got all over the entire living room and dining room, on the first floor. And I had to call the landlord from the beach and explain the situation. And because it was fucking Atlantic City, we weren't able to get another room, so we just had to sleep in the Airbnb that was shit covered. But we got a full refund. But you always be prepared for the unexpected at bachelorette parties. All right, thanks, bye.
Oh my god, talk about a shitty party.
Wow.
Oh, I mean, okay. Respectfully, the second you said Airbnb in Atlantic City, I knew that it was going to go south. Like, I just feel like nothing good happens in Atlantic City except the Hillary Duff concert I went to, which weird enough at the Trump Taj Mahal. Looking back, I'm like, ugh, that memory is tainted just a little bit. But wow, Atlantic City seems like it would be a fun place to have a bachelor or bachelorette party, but that venue, wow. I mean, what do you even do at that point? I would have just gone home. I'd have been like, well, we'll replan this. Take two.
the wedding is canceled.
Yeah, like maybe this is a sign that this just shouldn't happen. I mean,
we have a code brown.
Well, like I was almost worried of that happening because the toilets, oh my God, the toilets at this Airbnb in Tahoe were so tiny. And also just like had no flush power. So like I was honestly expecting that to happen this past weekend. Like I'm shocked it didn't. But oh my God, what do you even do at that point?
If the floors were covered with shit, I'd probably get like a hotel.
Yeah, right. Or I would just like leave. I think I would just leave. I don't know.
You get like a classic clothespin. You're like sleep all mad.
Floor is lava, except it's not actually lava. It's just diarrhea from everybody who stayed there for the last year. Like, what? Like, okay, fun party trick, I guess. Wow. That makes me feel just so much better about having a
little snow day.
Out loud public debate about Mike Trout. I mean, goddamn, I'm so, like, suddenly I'm like, wow, screaming about baseball while eating plates and plates of meat sounds like a vacation. That's crazy. Should we hear another? Let's do another.
Hello, Chris. My name is Lucy.
Hi, Lucy.
I'm from Austin, Texas.
Come on, Texas.
I've been to so many bachelorettes. I'm going on my sixth wedding upcoming within a year of having friends getting married. So I've been in quite a few weddings in the past year. But I think my hot take or opinion on bachelorettes is I think that they're way overdone. I feel like it used to be like a one day, like legitimate bachelorette party. And now all of them are an entire weekend. And we're asked to pay so much money for an Airbnb and all the activities and drinks. And I just think that it needs to stop. I think that we're overdoing it and it's become too big of a deal. Like, I think it's a big deal when you get married, but like asking your bridesmaids to pay for the wedding stuff and a bachelorette is obscene. I'm also 24, so like just now getting my feet under me financially. And so I feel like brides asking that of their bridesmaids is way more than I signed up for. That's my opinion. It's probably not even a hot take, but anyways, good luck with the podcast.
Thank you. Oh my God, I'm dead at how it started as like this resume brat. Like, I've been to 6 weddings this year alone, and I've been to so many. And then she's like, them. I mean, I do agree that they can be exorbitant and out of hand. I guess I just am like, I don't know. If you're going to spend money for like a night, you might as well make it a weekend. Like, I don't know. Is that weird? I do agree that like, okay, bachelorette party. Yeah, I like the idea of it being like a one night, like make it count, leave it all out on the floor. But like, I don't know. They are a lot of money. I mean, I spent... Granted, I just sent out the Venmo request last night on the plane. I was like, boop, 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 boop. But oh my God,
you're still riding that high of that gambling win.
Oh my God, yeah. And that was the thing I sent the group. I was like, wow, I love this airport suddenly. And they were all like, oh, so all the drinks are on you. And I'm like, bitch, the Venmo request is already in your inbox. I don't know. I go back and forth because like I love a good party and I love a good weekend and I love a good like a good memory. But it is so expensive. And also flying to Tahoe was in fact a pain in the ass. Like if there was like a direct flight, I think it would have been different. But wow, that was like a plane, train, automobile, tank. Like that was oof. But it was so beautiful and fun, and I wouldn't have traded it for the world. But yeah, I don't know.
The call gave me like always the bridesmaid, never the bride type energy.
Justin!
That's so mean. It's so true, though.
You know what I mean?
I'm not agreeing or disagreeing with that, you psychopath. What the? Who shat in your Cheerios today?
All these people are just in love, and we have to celebrate it for days, and it's so expensive.
Honestly, I don't disagree with her.
She's going to get it fivefold when it's her turn.
I hope she gets a month. In Cabo San Lucas.
Guys, we can't start beef with our listeners, okay? We only have like 10 of them left.
I think we could all relate to her, though. I think we could.
Yeah, 100%.
Right? And I do think – but I think people could be creative. It doesn't – like the more money you spend doesn't necessarily mean it's a better experience, right?
Oh, 100%.
Right? So if you were really clever and you knew your friend and you did something really special that was meaningful to all of you.
You got like cheap strippers.
You go to like Craigslist instead of like Paradise Cove. But I mean, I will say that like being 24 and just like so many people I know are younger going to these, and I'm like, I would never have been able to pay for any of this even at 24. I think I was like still kind of broke. I mean, yeah, at 24 I had a fucking 1997 Saturn that I bought for $450, and that thing like barely had windows.
I have a bachelor party idea.
What is it?
So it's like go to Reno or like the slots at the airport, and your bachelor party or bachelorette party is determined by how much you win or lose.
No, I'm not flying. I'm not flying to Reno just to lose, bitch. Sorry. I'll just go to like Atlantic City and avoid a shit covered Airbnb. That is crazy. Let's play another.
Hey, Chris.
Hey.
Love you.
Thank you.
Saw your thing about bachelor questions, comments, concerns, lots of concerns. But I am going to be throwing my friend's bachelorette party, and we're going super low budget here. So it's literally going to be in our hometown in the middle of nowhere in Missouri. And I've got some ideas. I've got a general plan, but I feel like you could just really come up with some good stuff and good ideas that we could do. So if you come up with anything, small town, podunk, middle of nowhere, those types of vibes, any ideas of fun stuff, you just send them my way. Okay, love you. Bye.
Love you. Thank you. Okay, so this is a pretty fucked up question to ask me after I am just coming off of a bachelor party that I did plan, or like partially plan. See, I'm a big sucker for that kind of shit. Like, if I could have every life event at my house, I would. 100%. I think... So this is like where they live, or they're going somewhere near where they live?
I think it's like where they live.
Okay, that's the vibe I got. Do stuff that you would just normally never do. Like, I don't know how podunk, or even honestly what podunk means.
Good word, though.
It is. It's a solid word. It's a solid word. No, that was... I took a risk and it failed. I mean, I don't know. Like, just having been to Tahoe... Like, that felt pretty, not podunk, but, like, just limited in things to do in terms of, like, venues. I guess, obviously, it's a lake, and there's tons of nature. But, like, I love hide-and-go-seek. I love a drunken game of hide-and-go-seek. Sorry. It is top tier. Another thing that you can do, Can Jam, great game. Even furthermore, jumbo beer pong. Just get a bunch of trash cans, like from like Home Depot or Lowe's. Keep the receipt and keep the stickers on them, and don't get them dirty because you can return that shit. Get them, get like a rubber kickball, and you play jumbo beer pong. Oh my God, like that sounds so fun to me. And then maybe you could use the trash cans for hide and seek and hide under one of them. Just spitballing here. I really think I'm onto something with hide and seek. I don't know. Do you guys have any ideas? Like low key?
I think if you're local, you probably have a lot of history in that area, right? And so you could do all sorts of things if you really knew the person based on past experiences and kind of go down like a real memory lane for them. So I think you could do something like that.
Oh, that's so nice and sentimental. Wow.
Very sweet.
Here I am saying, scam Home Depot and buy and then return trash cans. Got it.
Hey, that sounds fun too.
I just don't know like what's going on in Missouri, in like the middle of nowhere, Missouri, you know? So.
Stripper cake.
Oh my God, another thing you can do, and I love these kinds of things, is like those theme party nights where everybody has to dress up like a different Nicki Minaj or a different, like, you know, Madonna or something. And then you all do like the, I'm material girl Madonna, and I think like a virgin Madonna is going to get the most, or like housewife. Oh my God, I just like live for that shit. Like, I don't know. But, oh my God, yeah, have like a costume party or like do themed nights. Holy shit, make jello shots. Like, I mean, every party instantly gets better with jello shots. So get your groove on, girl. Oh my God, maybe jello shot roulette, where some of them are like nasty flavors and then some of them are good ones, but they all kind of look the same. Oh, I'm on it. I'm killing it. Anyways, there's some free ideas. We'll make this the last call. I need to go back to bed.
All right, check this one out.
Uh-oh.
Hi, Chris. This is Alexa. I'm just wondering, since you asked about bachelor and bachelorette party stuff, do you think, and this might be like a straight people thing, like that, like, for bachelorette parties or bachelor parties, like doing crazy shit the night before, do you think that's like okay? Like low key, like doing the strippers and doing like very suspicious things the night before. Do you think that that's okay and like not sinful or like bad? Because like personally, I think it's kind of fucked up, but I want to get your take on this.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm here with my friend Mark too.
I'm also gay.
We're both gay. So we need to know this. I mean, you know, so. All right. I love you. Love the podcast.
You. Thank you.
Bye.
Thanks for calling in, guys. This is a debate that I have a lot because on one hand, it's a stripper and they're getting naked in front of you at a party that's supposed to be like celebrating, like, whoa, I'm getting married to one person. Or maybe not one person, but in this case, one person. But then on the other hand, to me, I'm like, it's just kind of fun. Like, I'm not looking to hook up with them or I just like, to me, it's like a fun addition. It's like having a dancer in a club. You're like, whoa, there's someone over there just shaking it. That's so fun. You know, like I think it adds to a party because it's like, ooh, but that's because I'm like not trying to like take it any further beyond like entertainment. And like to me, I also love supporting sex workers and people in the adult entertainment industry. I think it's a severely shat on and misrepresented like career. And so like to me, that's where I struggle because like on one hand, it's like, oh my God, if I could pay them and tip them, how wonderful. But then on the other hand, it's like the optics is like, oh, we're getting married and you had a naked person at your thing. And it's like, okay, I kind of get it. I think it's just all about the person. Like if there was a stripper at my brother's bachelor party, he would have probably been so uncomfortable that like, I don't know. I just think it depends on the person and the motives, which I guess doesn't answer the question. But I mean, what do you guys think?
I think you answered it because you gave it from all sides. And I think realistically...
No, but what do you think? What do you think of what I thought?
I think you're right. You should figure out what the person involved is going to feel, right? And understand what activity and if there are any ramifications from what is done, right?
Yeah, like if you're getting strippers just to like hook up with them, well, one, I don't think that's how that works. And two... That to me is like a red flag. That's like, oh boy, that's gross. That's wrong. Like, but I don't know. There is just something fun about like throwing money and dancing and playing good music and watching someone who knows how to move their body. Oh my God, that's like so inspiring. As someone who is like literally a dead fish out of water. I mean, that to me is like the greatest thing. I like when my friends and I all get together, we like watch dance videos on YouTube because we're like, whoa. So like, I see it as kind of like bringing live dancing here, but I also understand it's not that simple.
I think it'd be cool if you like combined like bachelorette party, female strippers, male strippers, like, and just had like a big party with everybody.
Justin, you just cracked the whole bussy right open. Oh my God, that's what I want to do for my bachelor party. I want it to be a combined one with whoever I'm going to marry. Because then you can still like kiss and like cuddle and and
the strippers?
No, with your significant other, you freak. But maybe also the strippers if... It's a group thing. Oh my God. Wow. All right. We're really like, I don't know what I'm doing here. I think this is turning into us writing fanfic.
But I'm not sure if I like the vibe of like, oh, like how it's like has to be like a secret thing or like, oh, this is your last night as a single guy. Like, what are you going to do?
Yeah. Cause I'm like, no. That was before you committed to your relationship.
Yeah.
Like, I definitely don't agree with it like that. But I think if it's just like to add to the party of it, I don't see anything wrong with that.
I think the issue that we have is the premeditated part, right? It's that.
No, I don't know. What do you mean?
No, like, for, like, well, I mean, in premeditated murder, like somebody's planning something ahead of time. Like, they
know.
I know that
we did like the whole Trump indictment for dummies, like, and I really showed how stupid I am. But I do know what premeditated means. I just don't understand it in this context.
I'm saying if you're planning to do something salacious, that's secretive, and all that other stuff. I really, Justin, you and I need to go get business licenses for this new idea. And Chris, let's start planning a massive bachelorette and bachelor parties. I think there we go.
Yeah, I don't have enough on my plate at this point. Good call. I mean, we barely had time to record this podcast. What are we doing here? You also love the word salacious. Like, that might be one of your favorite words, Jake.
Really?
The amount of times I have gotten podcast episode descriptions, Chris divulges salacious secret. I'm like, what is this? Are you getting a f-ing commission off this word? Damn.
I like to write. I like to write.
I'm one with the pen. Anyways, I'm one with a different kind of pen, and I'm going to go talk to that one real quick. Thank you all for listening in. If you guys have any opinions on strippers at bachelor or bachelorette parties, feel free to call in. You guys are also more than welcome to call in about things we talked about in previous episodes, because then we can keep the round table going. So call into 310-844-6459 if you have an opinion. And as always, Jake and Justin, thanks for being here. Be sure to subscribe to Unhinged with Chris Clemens wherever you get your podcasts. We put up video episodes on youtube.com/Chris. And be sure to rate and review and give us 5 stars and a whole lot of loving. Love y'all, and I'll see you in the next episode. Bye.